This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you happen to have been listening yesterday, and if not, why not, or this morning, if you so choose, if you were listening, you heard Jay Powell say this about this economy.
Fundamentally, this is a disinflationary shock.
Disinflation. Not deflation, but disinflation. I took a quick pass at this on the fly yesterday, but it needs a little extra time, which we have given to Marketplace's Sabri Benishour.
I am live on the scene, ladies and gentlemen. I'm on the corner of 50th and 10th in Manhattan. I'm outside of this ramen restaurant looking at their menu, and longtime diner and my roommate Meng Chi is here. Meng, can you tell me what happened?
Yeah, so the ramen went up by $3.
How does that make you feel? You must be devastated.
I guess so.
So what about other restaurants? What has happened there?
They stayed about the same.
Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Meng, thank you so much for your service.
So it turns out that disinflation looks kind of like inflation. That's because disinflation is inflation, just less of it on average.
So disinflation is a slowing of the inflation rate.
Alan Detmeister, economist with UBS. So inflation is still happening overall, just not as much. Because while that restaurant's prices are going up on 10th Avenue, prices are coming down over on 9th Avenue. That's where you'll find Darius Glover. He's a personal trainer with GloverFit.com. He trains his clients outside now.
Without the amenities and all the equipment I would have normally at my facilities, I lowered it, my rates, 20, 30%.
Prices in the U.S. fell in March, April, and May, but they're turning around. And over the past year, prices are still rising. Slowing inflation is different from deflation.
So deflation is something serious.
Marcus Brunemeyer is a professor at Princeton University. Deflation is sustained falling of overall prices over months, even years. It squeezes companies, it makes it harder to pay off old debts.
And that makes bankruptcy levels go up and so forth. And that makes then the whole economy go down.
That is not where we are at. The drops in prices look pretty temporary and not pervasive. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.